All right. At this time, we're going to have our dear sister Jen give us our opening prayer.
Okay. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you again tonight. Father God, just thanking you so much for a beautiful night, for a beautiful day that you have brought us through, Father God. We thank you for bringing us to this hour, Father God, where we lift up our holy hands, Father God, just giving you thanks for a beautiful week, beautiful lessons day after day, Father God, on coming and stepping out of the hurricane, Father God. We thank you for our sisters who have prepared and presented their lessons, Father God. We thank you for the sisters that was on the call, Father God. Some was first-time callers, some was visitors, and surely our Lady Prayer Warriors was here. And we thank them for their support. Father God, we thank you for forgiveness of our sins and trespasses, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for, again, your word, which is should be hidden in our heart. We thank you for loving us and keep on forgiving us and protecting us and providing for us those things that we stand in need of, Father God. We thank you so much, Father God, for our program that's coming up tonight. We thank you for our speaker, Father God, Sister Shiraka. We ask that you just touch her, Father God, and give her all the right words to say, Father God. Give her the confidence to be speak boldly, Father God, on your word. We thank you for all our program participants, Father God, that will come up, Father God, and read the scriptures, sing the songs, Father God, the introduction and the closing prayer, Father God. Be with them as well. We ask that you continue to bless Lady Prayer Warriors and all things that we're trying to do, all our team, all our sisters who are going through trials and tribulations and health issues, Father God. Continue to put your hands upon them, Father God. And we ask that you just continue to bless our 24-hour prayer that will be coming up in a few weeks, Father God, praying that we get all the counselors and participants that we need to be able to have let this event be a success. And I know, Father God, with you all things are possible. And we just put in our faith and our trust in you that you're going to make it, you're going to work it out, Father God, and that we get what we need, Father God. And help us continue to be a help and encouragement to everyone that we come in contact with. Help us not to be afraid to pray for others, Father God. If we're out in the street, somebody asks us to pray for them, Father God, help us to have the strength and the courage to be able to bow our head and pray for them, no matter who they are. And that's all this prayer-a-thon is about, Father God, praying for this world. This world is so sick and full of sin, Father God. And we ask that you just sweep down, Father God, and fix this land, fix the hearts, souls, and minds of all of those who hardened, Father God, to your word, to doing your will, Father God, and even those who have obeyed your gospel but turned their hearts away from you, Father God. We ask that you just bring them back just like you did Jonah, Father God. We ask that you just help us, Father God, to be a help to somebody else. We ask that you just lay your hands upon every sick person that's on this earth, Father God, whether they're dealing with COVID or cancer, heart transplants, and whatever else, Alzheimer's, and any issues that they might be having, Father God. Father God, we ask that you heal them. We ask that you comfort everyone that has lost loved ones, Father God. Give them that peace that passes all understanding. Give them precious memories of their loved ones, Father God. We know you're more than able to do more than we even ask, and so we just lay it all at your feet right now. And we just want to thank you. We praise you and we adore you. Bless all the churches of Christ all over this land and country. Bless every elder, deacon, minister, and teacher, Father God. May we stand boldly on your word. May we get out and teach your word, Father God, to this lost generation. This is my prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Jan, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now we're going to have our scripture reading by our dear sister, Dorothy Rouse Jenkins.
Good evening, sisters. Our scripture reading will be coming from Galatians, the 6th chapter, verses 1 and 2. I will be reading from the English Standard Version. Verse 1, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Verse 2, bear one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy and divine word. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy, for boldly reading God's word on tonight. Now we're going to have song praise by our dear sister, Bridges White.
I want to say good evening to everybody. And thank you, Sister Katrina. You're such a gracious host, and I just enjoy you, my sister. Ooh, I want you all to bear with me. I'm going to go back. You know, sometimes you just have to go back to the old school. So I'm going to do a song from way back. And some of you guys might remember this song. Okay, here we go. It's called At Calvary. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me, he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden saw thou liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon that was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that true salvation planned, and oh, the grace that brought it down to man. And oh, the mighty gulf that God did spend at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. And my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Thank you.
Amen, amen, Sister Bridges. That is a beautiful song at Mount Calvary. Thank you so much, my sister, for allowing God to use your voice on tonight. Now we're going to have the introduction of our speaker, and that's going to be done by our dear sister, Natissa Thompson.
Good evening, my sisters. I have the honor and pleasure of introducing our speaker on the second hour, our dear sister, Sharaka Latour Melton. Sister Sharaka considers being a child of God her greatest accomplishment. She obeyed the gospel at age 17 and received some of the greatest teachings from the spiritual leaders at the Morgan County Church of Christ in Madison, Georgia. Her spirituality shapes her into the lady prayer warrior that she is today. Sharaka says daily, her one quote is, God has to be first for me. She also often refers to one of her favorite scriptures, Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. She shares her spirituality with her beautiful family. She is dedicated and committed to raising her 11-year-old son, Zion Milton. She calls him her rising star. Shiraka is also passionate about her women's ministry, Lady Prayer Warriors Corporation. She is the founder and president of this great work. She is responsible for supervising and finalizing heavy projects, such as our 100 Days of Prayer. Sisters in Christ are praying all over the world for 100 days straight without ceasing. The Thanksgiving Basket Giveaway, where we feed 100 throughout the holiday season. The 24-hour Prayerthon, holding a prayer hotline for 24 hours straight. Haiti Projects, Phase 1, sending food and aid for 4 congregations each month. And Phase 2, heading a school academy to help children, our Little Light Academy. Also, back-to-school giveaways, providing school supplies to needy children. Benevolence building projects in India, scholarship funds, benevolence activities, and Lady Prayer Warrior teams, and so much more. Sisters, well, I hope that you do have your pen and paper ready to take notes as our dear sister Shiraka Melton brings us a word from the Lord. I present to you our dear sister Shiraka.
Hello, hello, hello. This has been a great week, our summer revival, stepping out of the hurricane. First, I want to say thank you to our beautiful host. I just love my sister, Katrina Stafford. Thank you for hosting. You've been hosting all week for most of us, and we thank you. Our scripture, thank you, Sister Jan, for our opening prayer, for agreeing to do the opening prayer. She and I had a mix-up, and I'm still saying scripture, but thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins, for reading our scripture as you so passionately did here on tonight. Sister Bridges, that song at my congregation, we sang it almost every Sunday. You really, really put a great version spin on it. And I'm just so happy that you sung that song. Thank you for being on. I know you got a lot going on, but God is going to bless you in a mighty way. And Sister Natissa, thank you for introducing me on tonight. I really, really appreciate you. And thanks in advance to our dear Sister Vivian Mills, who will be doing our closing prayer. If you are a first-time caller, you are truly our honored guest. If you are my family, I'm supposed to have some family and friends on here tonight. You are truly my special guest. And everybody that is on the call, we appreciate your presence because you could have been doing anything else on your Friday night. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for just blessing us on tonight to be able to end off with our grand finale, stepping out of the hurricane. We thank you for our administrators. We just thank you for allowing us to have this summer revival. Lord God, we just ask that you prick the hearts of every sister, every person that's here on this line on tonight, that we will take these things and apply it to our life. Father, we know this is for everyone, including the speaker, that we examine ourselves, myself as well, as we go throughout learning and teaching God's word. Father God, please forgive us for our sins. We know sometimes we fall short. It's not if we sin. We know we sin. We cut up and we do what we shouldn't do. And Lord, I'm asking that you wipe the slate clean, throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. Just help us, Lord, that we will be able to just do better, be better, and just help somebody along the way. Father God, I'm so thankful that you have given me this opportunity to speak on tonight. And I will not take it for granted. Thank you for allowing me to speak. study. Father, we're just thankful for everybody on the call. Bless those who are sick, those who are shut in. Father, bless this COVID situation that it will cease. Bless all the school children that are going back to school, the teachers, the staff, the nurses, the doctors, everybody who's out here in harm's way. Father, we're asking that you heal the land. Father, whether it be COVID or any other sicknesses that come our way, just heal us, Father. Cleanse us and help us, Lord. Father, we're just asking a special, special protection over all of our families, everybody that we will be able to get past and get through this pandemic. Bless those who are incarcerated. Bless those who are bereaved. Father, bless everyone, name by name, situation by situation. You please do us the good we stand in need of. You know exactly what we need, and we trust you, dear Lord. We trust your good and perfect will for our lives. We thank you for all things. We thank you for holding all power in your righteous right hand. It's in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus that I do pray. Amen. Well, 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 y'all got to end with me. I am so tired, but guess what? God will get the glory. We started off our week with Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins, and she was telling us how to step out of the hurricane. That was on Monday night. Then we went on to Tuesday night. We had that doubleheader. We started up with the 8 o'clock hour with Sister Natissa and Katrina. Then came on at 9, and they both let us know how to step out of the hurricane. Then we went on to Wednesday, and Sister Bridges, she gave us some reasons on how to step out of the hurricane. Then Thursday, Sister Devine said she was going to serve us up with some more ways to continue stepping out of the hurricane. And then on tonight, old Sister Jan, she don't come in my inbox talking about, well, I'm going to serve them some dessert, Sharaka, and I'm going to let you finish off with the entree. I'm not sure about the entree, but we'll try to keep the dessert going at least of stepping out of this hurricane. And I want to give a big shout-out to my administrators. You all absolutely are amazing. Happy Admin Appreciation Month. And thank you so much, Sister Rosalind, for holding it down all month for us and all year. Happy Admin Appreciation Month. Now, let's go back to our scripture text that Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins read into our hearing. She said, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch over yourself, lest you too be tempted. Here's the key. Here's the key. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. Now, think about this. For each will have to bear his own load. Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will shall also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, everyone, especially to those who are in the household of faith. Now, imagine this. I want you to think about this tonight, sisters. Imagine being tossed to and fro, just going with raging winds on every side. Look around, and the water is gushing at every angle. The hurricane makes landfall. Now, it's coming, and it uproots trees, houses, and buildings. These storms are huge.
storm spans over 600 miles across and has strong winds spiraling inward and upward at the speed of 200 miles per hour. The eye of the storm that we learned about from Sister Bridges is approaching. Let me share something about the eye of the storm. You see, this eye, it produces the most violent winds. It has the heaviest rain, and it takes place all in the eye wall. The ring of the clouds and thunderstorms closely surrounding that eye. Every second, a large hurricane can release the energy of 10, you hear me, atomic bombs. Sisters, why did I share that description? Well, I want to parallel it to our lives. Many of us right now, tonight, are facing the hurricanes of life. Problems are all around us. It is one hurdle after another. Our finances are low. Our food is slow. And our relationships are no more. For some, I have noticed, for some of us, our pandemic has caused us to struggle spiritually. This is the biggest storm that we will ever face when you're facing a storm where your spirituality struggles. If we do not grow spiritually, then we can never step out of the hurricane. At times, the storms will continue to rage. But guess what? You got to be strong in the Lord. And that's going to calm the eye of the storm. That's that most dangerous part. Have you ever, think about this, have you ever been in a storm and God sent someone in the nick of time to pull you out? Whoa. There is good news. Tonight is not about you stepping out of the hurricane. Tonight is all about us helping somebody step out of the hurricane. Sisters, we got to start reaching and pulling folk out of their hurricane. We got to get ready, and we got to start pulling. Put on your highest heel. You know, the one that builds your confidence where you think you're something. But I challenge you on tonight, let's help our sisters to step out of that hurricane. We as sisters in Christ, we're charged with pulling everybody we see out of their hurricane whenever necessary. I wanted to take a twist and put the responsibility on us. Everybody on this line, all Lady Prayer Warriors, guests and friends, I want us to have the responsibility of helping folk, helping our fellow sisters in Christ to pull and be pulled out of that hurricane. I had to go here because all too often we're too satisfied with rescuing ourselves. That has to stop. Check ourselves. If your Christian journey, listen to me and listen to me well, involves you only helping you, I stop by to tell you that that's a self journey. That's not a Christian journey. A selfish woman can't call herself a follower of Christ because Christ had nothing to do with selfishness. After all, he died for all of us. But let's go to our lesson text. The first point of pulling our sisters out of the storm is to care for your sisters who are weak. Your first point on tonight is to care for your sisters who are weak. Here's a fact. We will always have the poor among us. It ain't going to be a time where poor people don't live around us. That is the book. That's what he said. We're going to have poor people. So let me tell you this. Let me share this with you. Before we get in trouble, we got to watch our attitude about hating on poor folk. Don't get caught up in that stuff that says, I work, if I work, she can work. Don't roll up on folk with stinking thinking that says, I got my own bill. and I ain't got enough to help her. Let me tell you something. We need to normalize giving our last to help folks. We need to normalize helping folks. Give your last if it's necessary. Yes, stop holding on to your last. Give it away and watch God work. But try this. We have to offer help to our sisters who are in these financial hurricanes. Especially, we spend money on so many things that don't have anything to do with life and godliness. Help your sisters when they are in need. God commands us to care for the weak. Helping the weak is all throughout the scripture. It's everywhere. The all-powerful creator of the universe sees every need and watches over every single vulnerable person on earth. One of the powerful ways that God shows care for those who are poor is by making it a priority for his people to help. That's you, you, me, and me. Leviticus 25:35. If your brother becomes poor and cannot maintain himself with you, you shall support him as though he were a stranger and a sojourner, and he shall live with you. I know what you're saying. Ain't nobody living with me. That's going too far, Sister Sharaka. I didn't make up the rules. We got to be careful. We got to be our sister's keeper. Deuteronomy 15:11, there will always be poor in the land. That's what I just told you. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your fellow Israelites who are poor and needy in your land. He started this early on, right even before the New Testament, Proverbs 29:7. A righteous man knows the right of the poor. A wicked man does not understand such knowledge. Then on in Isaiah 25:4, go over there. Isaiah 25:4. For you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. For the breath of ruthless is like a storm against the wall. Sisters, it's in the book. We gotta help. You in trouble if you don't help. I'm going to tell you that now. If you see a need and you got the capacity to help and you decide not to help, that's trouble. Let's move on. Secondly, older women, I'm talking to not age. I'm talking to mature sisters in Christ. It could be older in age. It could be if you're mature. I'm talking to you. We have to teach our younger sisters how to step out of the storm. What does Titus 2:1-5 say? Let's see what it says. Titus 2:1-5. Go on over there. But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. Older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Here we go. Here it is. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to too much wine. They are to teach what is good. And so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands. That's the word of God. It may not be reviled. Can I just be honest right now and just keep it real? Older and mature sisters, spiritually, don't be the sister that look at a newlywed sister just freshly married and watch her make mistakes. Come on now. Mentor her and show her what works If you say you've been married 100 years and you sitting on the pew with your man smiling, show the younger sister what she needs to do in order to be successful in her marriage. We sit up and talk about the new wives and have our lip perked up in church as if we are perfect. Be transparent. We got to stop the fakery. You know y'all fussing y'all marriage as well. Let these sisters know how to treat their husbands. Pull her out of that hurricane. We got to stop acting like we're perfect and help some folks by telling them the truth because we know that it wasn't always easy. Don't talk about folks. Help folks. We are mad over how young people dress. We are mad that they smoke. We don't like how they talk. But here is the million-dollar question. Have you or me ever tried to build a relationship with them to bring them out of that hurricane of smoking, dressing, and talking? That is why so many young women stay in the hurricane, because we act like we're perfect and we were never young, that we never messed up, that we never made a mistake. Not one of us on this line tonight flew out of the womb with wings. There ain't no angels coming out of the womb with wings. Young folks need to see how you got through things. They need to see honesty. All of this fake, perfect stuff got to go. If you want to help them step out of the hurricane, tell the truth. In Titus, it says, teach what is good. And if you're going to teach her out of that hurricane, you got to start teaching her the truth. Don't talk about her. Help her out of the storm. And here's my last point on tonight. I'm not going to keep you long. We got to help our sisters step out of the storm. You got to be an example. You must first be an example to your sisters. And then they can confidently step out of the hurricane. The Bible says in 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. We have to be an example if you want them to step out of the hurricane. Titus 2, verse 7. Show yourself in all respects to be a good model of good work. And in your teaching, show integrity and dignity. You've got to be an example in order to step, help them step out of the hurricane. And then in Matthew 5, verse 16, go over there. Matthew 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good work and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Let me share something with you all, and then a lesson will be yours. I want you to really listen to this example that was given to me, and I will cherish it for the rest of my life. I'm going to share something about a lady who helped me and influenced my life by bearing my burden. This particular lady raised me up as her own. By her doing this, she taught me to be able to see that you can raise someone else's child and love them like your own. That's bearing another's burden. She prepared me to raise my daughter that would not be my own biologically, bearing other's burden. This lady made biscuits from scratch and fed me each and every day a full-course meal. This showed me how to make sure Zion is fed every day. That's an example of bearing other's burden. She did my laundry while I was away in college because she knew I didn't have a quarter to clean my clothes and be clean for class. She showed me the example of teaching me how to help those in need. In need, that's bearing others' burdens. She sent me $5 every month by the mail and told me what to buy with it. She gave me the example of how to budget, teaching me about a financial hurricane when it's raging and how to survive on a budget. She rode with me all over the state of Georgia. She took me places that was spiritual and godly. See, she was setting me up to become a spiritually connected child of God. That's bearing others' burdens. She fussed me out and even slapped me at times when I did not want to go to church. I didn't understand it. But guess what? She was setting the example and showing me that church is not an option. She was bearing others' burdens. She put me out of her home when I became disrespectful, showing me the ultimate example of tough love. This is how I'm able to raise my son in the same manner, bearing others' burdens. She then went to bat for me if I was on the side of right. If I was right, she was going to bat. She showed me the example of supporting your sisters through their trials, bearing others' burdens. Last but not least, she introduced me, yes, she did, to the gospel, the Church of Christ, which would be the ultimate example of the importance of becoming a Christian. This example was set by none other than my grandmother, Sister Elizabeth Waller Hargrove. May her soul rest in peace. She gave me the tools by being the clearest example that I ever seen, saving me from the hurricanes of life. Sisters, we got to bear one another's burdens. Help pull your sisters out of the hurricane. I hope I've said something that will encourage you and that's going to help us in all of our hurricane seasons. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, our dear Sister Soraka, for closing us out tonight with that powerful, powerful lesson. Now we're going to have our dear Sister Vivian Mills give us our closing prayer.
Good evening, sisters. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again we come before your throne of grace. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ. We can never thank you enough. Father God, he shed his blood on Calvary's cross so that we can come before your throne as many times as we desire. Lord, we thank you for the time spent here this week. It has been joy and full of glory as we listen to your words, dear Lord. Father God, throughout this week we have been fed by your word. We have learned how to step out of the hurricane of our lives. We have been told, Father, that no matter the hurricane, you're always with us. And Father God, we have such a wonderful time in your word. And as we go, may we find joy and peace with you, dear God. As you guard us through these terrible times, these trials, these many temptations, these challenges that will come upon us. Bless every sister, dear Lord, who took the time to be on the call tonight and to be blessed by this revival. Bless them, Father God. Bless our MPW sisters, dear God. Bless every administrator. As we continue to strive, Father God, we pray for the work of LPW. And Father God, we pray that all we do and all we accomplish, that your name will be glorified and you will be honored, Father God. Father God, we don't come here, Father God, to work for ourselves, but we come to work in your kingdom and to encourage one another as we see the day approaching, because that is what you have taught us. Father God, as we approach another milestone, Father God, the prayer fund that is coming up, we pray for our upcoming prayer time, Father God. We pray for the world. We're about to pray for the world, dear God. And we ask you to sanctify our lives in every area, that souls will be blessed, Father God, and men and women who we pray for will find peace, joy, and comfort in our prayers. Father God, as we close this revival, we thank you, Lord, for our speaker tonight. Father God, she has come again with your word to teach us that as older women, we should teach the younger women instead of criticizing them. Father God, it is our duty because it is in your word. It is a command. And Father God, help us to understand, as she rightly said, none of us came out of our mother's womb with wings. We all fell short. We fell short of your glory even after we become Christians. But because of your love, your grace, your mercy, you have kept us, Father God. And we have this privilege of prayer where we can come repenting of our sins each and every time we fall short, Father God. And so tonight, dear God, we just ask you to let your words be planted in our hearts and grow seeds and produce blessings and beautiful things in our lives. Help us, Lord, to be patient, bearing one another's burden in love. Father God, just help us that in everything we do, we'll be an example to others. Let our light so shine, Father God, before others that they will see your good works and be led to glorify you. Father God, help us that we may never miss an opportunity to tell others about Christ, about you, about your love, about what you have done for us, about, Father God, the things that you have brought us through and what you have done for us, you can do it for others. Father God, the many hills and valley rocks and mountains that we have climbed, Father God, in our lives, the many hurricanes spiritually and temporally that we have had to undergo, Father God, help us to remember that on you, the solid rock, we stand, we must stand, because all of the ground is sinking sand. Father God, we just thank you for this week. It has been mighty. It has been uplifting. It has blessed souls, Father God. And I trust that every person who heard your words this week will find peace and contentment in serving you. And Lord, so many of us have sinned. And through your word, dear God, may we come to you in sackcloth and ashes. Come repenting of the sins that we have committed. Come knowing, dear God, that our lives belong to you. That no matter this world and what we're going through, you are still God. You're God of the mountains. You're God of the valley. And even, Lord, if we find ourselves in the valley of the shadow of death, you promise, Lord, that you will be there to comfort us, that you will be a light unto our path down in that valley and a lamp unto our feet. Father God, help us to remember in every way you promise never to leave us nor forsake us. Father God, help us that when we're going through our trials, our troubles, our tribulations, that we'll cry out to you in every way. Father God, just help us to be the Christians that you want us to be. And as we were eloquently taught tonight and throughout this week, that we must be spiritually minded to be able to come out of the hurricanes of our lives. Father God, help us to understand that we can't have one foot in and one foot out. We can't, as problems come, we run, Father God. If we're going to run, help us to run to you, dear God. Help us to hold to your unchanging hands, knowing, dear God, that you are a shelter in the time of storm. Father God, when the winds and the waves are raging, Father God, you can say, peace be still. Father God, bless every heart. Bless every home, bless every family. For those who are sick and those who are shut in, for those who are going through pain and discomfort, for those, dear God, who are on medication, whatever the sickness is, whatever the troubles, for those who lost their jobs, might have lost their homes because of this pandemic. Help us, Lord, to remember that it is not the end. Help us, Lord, to remember that you tell us to be content in whatever state we are. Because, Lord, any minute, any hour, our lives does not belong to us. It belongs to you. And when you call, dear God, to take us home to eternity, we must answer. And everything that we own in this life will be left behind. So, Father God, help us to put you first in our lives, in all things, in everything we do. And, Lord, as we remember this week, stepping out of the hurricane of our lives, Father God, even right now, some of us are in the hurricane. Some of us may be in the eye of the storm. But as Sister Bridges said, Lord Jesus is in the eye of the storm too. And he's in the eye of the storm because you're God, you're who you are. You will cover us, Father God. The winds and the waves will not swallow us, because you are our umbrella. You're a provider. You're a protector. You're a father, friend, and you're a king. And even when we are unfaithful, Lord God, you're still faithful because you love us more than we can ever imagine. You loved us, Lord, before we loved you. You gave your son on Calvary's cross so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And so we continue to praise you, to honor you, Lord, and to glorify your name because you are God and you are God alone. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We sanctify you and we tell you thanks. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray and ask these things. Amen.
Amen.